We're in Simin Reis Samachay. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Einosnim Keli B'Shabbos Tachas Al Ner L'Kabel Shemen HaNotef. On Shabbos itself, you couldn't put a Keli to catch all the oil that drips off the Ner. Why is that? Mipnei Shumavatel Keli Mehechonel. The halach is that that oil is Muktzah, and once it, so you won't be able to use it on Shabbos. If you're now putting a keli to catch that oil, this keli is now being set aside for muktzah. And there's an isser of bitl kli me'echono, because the keli is going to be usser for tiltul. Whereas a mutter litno me'bod yom, you're allowed to put it there by day, v'ashemen anotif, usser l'stapik menor b'shabbos. So even though the shemen itself is going to be usser, but there's no bitl kli me'echono if you put it there before Shabbos. First of all, the din of bitl kli me'echono is only something that's going to end up staying there, and I want it to stay there. So the oil, I want it to collect. But for example, let's say I have a candle that's falling over, I can put a plate under it, and if it falls over, I'll catch it, because I can then be menared out of the kli right away. I can shake it off the kli right away. As opposed to the oil, I'm not trying to get rid of it, I actually want to collect it in the bowl. That's why the bowl becomes bottle to it, or tuffle. To have a keli in which I'm catching the coals as they fall off, like the ash on top of the candle, since that generally falls while it's still burning, and I couldn't have taken it off until it stopped burning, that is considered bitl keli me'echono. What's the issue of bitl keli me'echono? So Rashi says the Yisr is because of Soser. It's like I'm destroying a Kli. I won't be able to move it on Shabbos. The Bir Halacha brings another Rashi who says that it's also because of Binyan. It's as if I'm affixing the Kli to where it is by virtue of the fact that I won't be able to carry it on Shabbos. What happens if I have a Keli that's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isr? So that I'm not really allowed to move it around Shabbos needlessly anyway. Can I go and use that? So Mishnah Brura brings down from the Prima Godim that I can't even use that, because so long as it's a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isr, it has a head to total of Gufo Mokomo. Not so, once it's going to become a bus is going to be Usr, so that is going to be Usr even for Gufo Mokomo, as we'll learn in Hilchas Muktzah. So there's a bitl Kli Me'echono to take something that's only a Kli Shemalachto Le'Isr and turn it into actual Muktzah. Now, if there's heter sitting in the bowl, so the bowl will not become a busis to the candle, it'll be a busis to both of them. Another eitzah that there is to put, and Mishnah Brura says that you can put a keli under the table, and was talking about a light, I guess, that was hanging from the ceiling, and then when it finishes, you pull away the table. And this way, it will. If it falls down, it won't fall on the table, but it'll fall down into the plate that you've prepared under the table. Now, what happens if you set aside a kli for shemen, but no shemen fell into it? The halacha is the kli is still mutter. Let's say shemen fell into it mibo'od yom. That shemen wasn't muktzah yet. Nevertheless, there's a daya that since right now I set it aside to catch shemen, and it already caught some shemen, so my kavana came to fruition. Since my kavana is to continue to catch shemen even on Shabbos, it is already muktzah from now. Further, the Ramah says, Hagav also liga b'ner dolik shutoli. You're not allowed to touch a burning a ner which is toli, which is hanging from a chandelier. Even though you don't plan on being metaltalit, because by touching it, you're going to move it. There's no iser muktzah in touching. By touching it, you're going to have to move a little bit. And then viyate. And then there's a gzer of shemiyate. Says the Ramah now. So you're not allowed to touch it because it's definitely going to move. And when you move it, there's going to end up being a problem of kibui or havara. Either you'll move the oil closer to the wick or the oil further away from the wick. closer will be considered havara, and further away will be considered kibui. Nikomakum aser penyisnadik tzasmen giyoso viyate, and there you're going to end up moving it. What about the negi itself when it does move? Some say that that's considered tiltul gomer. Others say it's called abnormal tiltul. It's called tiltul menatzad. In a candle such as our candles, there's no isser of hatia unless you do it b'chavana. That means if you just shake it a little bit, there's no problem because it doesn't automatically cause for kibui v'havara. But if you're moving it bedafka for the sake of kibui havara, then it's aser. Siv dalet. Nosnim kli tachas aner lekabel nitzotzos. You're allowed to put a keli under the ner so that any sparks that fall out fall on the keli and not on your table. Mipnei she'ein behem mamish. There's nothing to them. They disappear. Ve'en kam bitul kli meichano. Avol lo yitim letocho mayim afilu mebod yom. You're not allowed to put water in there even by day. Mipnei she'makarv zman kibui hanitzotzos. Because you're going to end up making that the nitzotzos will go out earlier. What's the problem? The problem is that people don't realize that this is a malacha, and we're afraid that you're going to go ahead and do this on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, as a little bit, as a spark is coming down, you're going to lift the plate to catch it, and you're going to do a maisa kibui. Umikol mokom, mutar litn mayim ba'ashoshes shemadlikim ba'erev Shabbos. Let's say you were using a big glass, and you want to put just a small amount of oil in there. So to raise the level of oil, you put water. That's mutter. Kiven she'eno miskaven lekibui elo lagbiya hashemen. Because your kavana is not for kibui, it's only to raise the oil. Hagav yeshomer mafilu miskaven lekibui shor ma'acher shina mayin be'ena l'tachas hashemen lo eva l'gram kibui. This shita holds that it's only called grama if there's something separating between the flame and the water, in this case, namely, it's the oil. They say that this would be a groma and would not constitute kibui. Lemaisa groma itself is only mutar b'makom hefsid. So even if we would call it groma, the halacha would be that would be also unless it's a makom hefsid. Now, what happens if a candle looks like it's falling over? So the Mishnah Berurah says the Mishnah Berurah says that there's a day that you're allowed to put a plate there to catch it so that it doesn't get the whole table burning. The Mishnah Berurah brings an Elia Rabba that you're allowed to put a keli even filled with water. Whereas the Prima Godim doesn't like it so much, and the Mishnah Berurah Lamaskana says you should preferably have a child do that. So just to put a plate there is not a problem, but to put a plate of water, there you're better off having a child do that.